This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush should sign the minimum wage bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, ask President Bush to put his veto pen away and sign the minimum wage bill that Congress has endorsed. Do the right thing for 14 million low-income working Americans and their families who haven't had a pay increase in 8 years. For 50 years, Republican and Democratic presidents have kept the promise of the minimum wage. If you work for a living, you won't have to live in poverty. That promise was broken in the Reagan years, Al, but that doesn't mean we should keep breaking it now. President Bush wants billions of dollars in capital gains tax cuts for the idle rich. Why not a living wage for the working poor? You right-wingers talk big about making people on welfare take jobs, Al, but when it comes to paying a fair minimum wage for a full day's work so that they can feed their families, you're nowhere in sight. Let them eat cake, right, Al?
Cake? Prairie pie is what you want to try to feed them, Ted. This spicy stew you always stir up about cruel and unusual punishment by the Reagan and Bush administrations is just too hard to swallow. Only 3.9 million workers of a workforce of 116 million earn the minimum wage, and less than 500,000 of those are heads of households living with other relatives, and we have other programs for them. Unemployment reached a 14-year low while Ronald Reagan lived in the White House. When he left, we had less minimum wage earners and 80% more jobs paying out $10 an hour or more. George Bush offered a fair and thoughtful increase proposal, and you sacked it, Ted. He wanted to save jobs and give the unskilled workers a chance. You cratered it. When I talk to him, I'll tell him he certainly should veto your bill so that we can get on with doing something really honest and constructive. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on efforts to eliminate NATO's short-range nuclear weapons in Europe. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.